The best tea in the city.
That's why we've got all the life hacks, all the life remedies to problems. Masasebe warahuma, waramahuma are guys, please plug us with kasi remedies for period pains. You see? What is your problem? What, do you have a problem that you want us to help you with? Hashtag kasi remedies. Because I get your fabulous like that, we'll hook you up. All right? It is all up. Crack and smug before that with Naked Dave Hollister. Call on me. If there's one thing about Kasi is that there is a life hack, there is a remedy that has been around for years and it continues to work. What are your go-to Kasi life hacks or remedies? Mr. Smag! Mr. Smag on. I don't know if this is the Mr. Smag, but he said he's Mr. Smag on. Kidulas, 16. Are lona ba di piles? A kasi remedy is using white Colgate. Not just any Colgate. Original white Colgate. For healing, piles. You know, you just made me remember something. Kuri Colgate in a shapaka slogan says thing. But Colgate, so clean, you can feel it.
Nguina laba bamkenke. Dr. Tsakubuyile namuntlha. Nita kumpfuneni.
Thank you. But the period pains, lelo na ke na le solution. Okay? Solution. Matlek. Stick around. Got you covered. Got you covered. We're talking about Kasi remedies, Kasi life hacks. There is a solution for every problem. Kukas. If you think about it, there are life hacks or remedies you can swear by because they've been passed on generation to generation. Or maybe someone also taught you something that you would like to share. I'm sure there is a remedy for stretch marks. The list is endless, actually. We all know that you can never go wrong. There is a hack or a remedy for everything. There is someone, Kukas, who knows how to treat hangover without drinking some disgusting concoction. No. Yes, that's all. Kasi has life hacks for every problem. Hence my question to you. What do you know? One. Two, what problem do you need help with? And you hope there's a life hack or a Kasi remedy for. Talk to me. Kasi remedies. No makosa zan. They say you must put your expired pills, as in medication pills, yeah. Dissolve them in water. Pour them then onto your garden plants, your flowers. They will grow wonders. No more causes. All pills, not Viagra felony. Okay. I can't, we must make sure. We follow the instructions proper. Season Pumi, what are my period pains? Is Dylan Oganjan.
Hi, Pretty. The Kasi life hack for period pains is number one, avoid milk. Two, you can do the lukewarm water, apple cider. Okay. One spoon of apple cider in lukewarm water. And then the third one is coffee. Drink coffee.
Oh, that's it. All right.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on Kasi remedies we need. We need Kasi remedies for obviously health in general. It is hard to stay on top of your health, Kukas. Therefore, it is important that we come up with life hacks and remedies that can show that we stay healthy. I mean, if you know how we can treat period pains, the cons, bonyok or so, share, man, share. Two, we need beauty remedies, beauty life hacks. Yes, we all know that beauty is expensive and most people can't even afford it. But finally, things like treating acne, having a shiny beard. But they cannot afford that things that they must buy, goodie saloon. But what's that? And if you have a life hack for a sexy figure, because you know, sexy figures don't come cheap because gym is expensive. And anything. I mean, how do you get a flat tummy without going to gym? Share it. Sharing is caring. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on hashtag Kasi Remedies. We need household hacks. For years, we've been washing windows ka newspaper. Who started that? We don't know, but it works. Okay? But what are the other Kasi life hacks, okay, that we can use for Kuntru? I mean, can someone come up with a Kasi life hack of how we can easily scrap bent pots? I mean, your heart is one adilo. Honale that idiotsi. Don't even get me started on the iron. I mean, there's no reason why we should still be struggling at this thing, man, in 2021. Honestly.
We're talking about Kasi remedies. What do you know and what would you like to know?
Well, I have some advice for Amahle's mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Worms, you know, in kids, yeah, it's very sad. I can just imagine what she's going through. Mm-hmm. She must give Amahle crushed coconut.
Okay.
Ne? And then it goes into the system. After a couple of hours, umopikasta oil and just flush out the system.
What does the coconut do?
The coconut essentially puts the worms at ease. I'm going to say at ease. I'm not going to say it kills them.
Yeah.
It just puts them at ease. Because the worst thing that you want is to try and eliminate the worms while they're still alive.
Which also happens.
It does happen. Sometimes you go to the chemist, they give you some medication, then the worms start to come out from your nose, from like your ears, from your bum.
Because ziyabaleka.
Ziyabaleka, you know. So put the worms at ease with the coconut.
Yeah.
And then give the baby some castor oil.
And this is now, the castor oil will deal with what's inside.
What's inside.
And ngasemuva futhi.
Yes, definitely. And she must stop eating sand. Watch her. Aww. She must stop eating sand.
Yeah, because in Tlabati Mnan now.
I'm none.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what would you like to know?
No, I don't want to know anything. I just want to tell people that when you find, and people always bang pizza when I tell them this, when you find condoms, take them. Mapoto matambo, rub them on your joints. The oil works for joint pain. And yeah, it's a proven thing. Ask Abo Koko, they'll call in. I'm telling you guys this thing again.
Oh, the oil from the condom.
The oil from the condom.
Okay. Not the used ones.
Not the used ones. Take them. Rub them on like your joints. And then, yeah, I mean, you get joint pain from other stuff that you do. Vele. Nawe, Nami.
Yeah, I also have muscle pain. Actually, I've got neck pain.
You were doing something last night that we're not going to talk about. Take the oil and rub it, and you'll be fine.
Okay, I needed to hear that. No, because I've got like.
It's fine.
It's okay.
Jay. You have a remedy now.
JJ? On the sand issue, I know that when children get sand, like maybe in their eyes from playing, I know they used to use Vaseline and the sand comes out. And they feel much better. I know flu, if you eat, my mom used to say we must eat the peels of an orange. Then it also helps you to, it's like a vitamin as well, which is quite obvious.
I eat my citrus foods with their peels.
With the peels.
I don't throw away the peels.
And also for, if you've got chewing gum stuck on your clothes, if you use paraffin, it comes out easily. I don't know about children's hair because my child goes crazy with that. But what I want to know is, you know when you've just painted a wall and then your child draws on it? Because when you remove the stain, I did that with Handy Andy, and you create a stain. So what moves it completely?
The solution is you must wash the whole wall.
Oh my goodness.
The entire thing.
I mean, really?
Really? No, Uncle T. A small section, I must wash the whole wall.
Yes.
It's just been repainted. It's going to lose its... Never mind that. No, give me a period pain solution.
The period pain solution was given, actually.
They said warm
water with...
linen.
With vinegar. The apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, but you drink that. And the other one that is popular is you fill a bucket with hot water and slices of lemon.
I heard onions.
Onions
and as well.
Oh, yeah, okay. Like mbali magaskepiwe.
Wow!
Oh, Dr. Tsaki will answer. We talk about Kasi remedies.
Yo, thinking about home remedies, like yesterday, yo, Nasha, like yo, boiling water, and then Sami, and I was asking myself, what is Ufaga?
Yeah.
Yo, I ended up using a plain yogurt on my hand because, like, that seemed like it's Disney, but I didn't really Google it. But I just thought, maybe it's gonna help, you know. But yeah, ukufaka emanzini is the first thing. Emanzini abandayo. Because yeah, being shile, and I was even crying tears. Yo, being yazi. Yo. So yeah, yesterday I was asking myself a home remedy. Yes. At least, you know, to ease the pain.
Apparently, toothpaste does that, no? It makes it better, right? Do you have a kasi remedy for umuntu oshiswe ipapa or manza shisa? Share it then. Yes? Dr. Tsaki, Dr. TK has answers for days. Okay? We also asked him, what should Mbali do? Because Mbali are how? Now if you look back pants, if you look shot. So, some people, bo honorable Kaunda Barba answerile Mbali via the DMs. Ay, not just fun words. Unomtown dazo marumo. Mbali ulalel. She's nodding. Arambali for umshato. Use pink siwasho. Plus pink tonic. Eh? Kube pink inji. Hashtag Kasi Remedies.
Well, my husband and I are trying for another child, yeah. And we want it to be a boy. So I would really like to hear some advice on what does a couple need to do to make sure that the child that they're trying to make is a boy. Thanks. This is Ntabi Seng from Val.
Now I know, Hori, your husband mustn't close his eyes. Marakizibur Dr. Tsaki and not worry.
Shov, good morning, Prati. Kubale re zame ka ye ya hot pan man. Hey, a le re tshusitse ka ya di pile go tla be re zama. No re nelang ye ya hot pan re bone.
Ai, I think that the one and only Dr. Tsaki.
Mbali, wena lo wa ka dlamini. Tsiketa bafana. Bafana ba ta ku hura. Ana nti ku rwala ba ku tshata mina. Ikuva u pfuka na mpundzu ngopfu. Itari loko munhu wa na pfuka alava ti morning glory. Wena ukona. Busy nampunzu pir Ambali Dlamini for KFM News. Aswinkisa njani ke? Tshama uri weshe uti hanyela budzomi ba wena uri weshe. Wabo? Simple. Vuvu. Wena lo ti hard pen. Nina advice ya one for wena. Tiketa dzwala. Nak tsa. Ey, why mnga ingiseli kasi? Ku tsa. U kuma ku rutsana timbangi wena. Wena nakusola phela. Ntabiseng. Problem. Ikuri loko muna wena loko a balanceni u pfala matihlo umtswela ene umgata anga pfali matihlo loko a banzeni silava ku loko a banzeni a pfula matihlo ende ambala xigqoko loko anga siwe endlisa leswo u ta tshama a kuma bana ba vanyonyani ene swi ta mi hlupha le phambili a niri aha a pfala matihlo a mfaka na xigqoko. That's right.
Finish. Now we talk about Kasi Remedy. And Dr. Tsaki is like delivering. Dr. Tsaki, I have a brief for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the one life hack or remedy you wish you can get an answer to?
Okay.
Hi.
Lockdown.
Ne?
Yeah. Marina, can I remedy as well? Oh. All women love me for this remedy.
Okay.
How to get rid of stretch marks. I know! I'm the best! Okay. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
The answer we've been searching for.
I mean,
this is the life hack of life hacks.
I know.
This is the remedy of remedies.
And I had stretch marks after my second child. From up here, my shoulders, down my arms, all the way down my breast, my stomach, all the way down to my knees.
And?
Front and back. Please don't ever ask me this again. Do you have a pen?
And paper.
Methylated spirits.
Hi. Spirit. Sure quest.
Olive oil.
Olive oil?
in your shea butter or aqueous cream.
Shea butter.
Or aqueous cream, or but aqueous. in a thick moisturizer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll thank me later.
Every day.
Yeah. I mean, you see my skin get lower.
Why is it king?
It's not even a glow. I get it.
It's just unfortunate right now because it's radio, we could say stripper.
Yeah. And I would right now.
I mean, Mara, it's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah, we trust you.
Thank you.
We tata.
My best friend's grandmother, Kuma's grandmother.
Never.
No, of course, it's always the best and most. It's passed on, Akir. I mean, water yes. and lemons and onions and water bottles, it's always passed on.
Let me tell you a life hack we tried, me and my sister.
Uh-huh.
Ntabi say, are you listening?
Hi, Ntabi.
She couldn't stand my father smoking in the house. She couldn't. So when she was pregnant with her first child.
Oh my gosh, it probably went worse.
No, it was bad. So now, we then get this life hack from an older lady. Says, no, Mtana, I grew up pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Your first milk, make sure that you smear it on top of the cigarettes.
Oh, wow.
Let it dry.
Oh, wow.
Give it to your dad.
And
he must smoke. That will nauseate him.
Yes.
He will hate cigarettes from that day.
Did it work?
No.
I wanted to do it.
Can you imagine as a younger brother? Upegi ibele like a siswak. Pressa.
And then it's. I wanted it to work for you guys.
No, it didn't.
So badly.
It didn't.
Damn it. Excuse.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Yes, take the last sip. Musina, good morning.
Hi, PT. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hold on.
Go tsara phone ka letsogo la gago. Ka re ka go ka re o mpeile mo speaking ka mo koloi. Call it. All right? Because I need to hear you clearly.
Sure, Prachi. Mina, I still don't understand it. Like ekasi, when a baby has hiccups,
yes.
Like mhlaba ngephepha, like ba plug iphepha esibongweni, then umntwana abathi uba grand. I still don't understand.
Maria Tuna.
But apparently it works.
Yes. We are told.
Because the remedy is, ne?
And I remember, but you know, you must also, as an adult, try it. I need his panel up. Tuto.
Hello.
Ligan tate muluk.
Written ligan.
Was that Neribuele O Sophia earlier on? Because Kaya was in Davidton this morning, Lekhomotso, right? And also, Pia told us about Motswako.
Hey.
Motswako oki in.
Hey. Motswako oki in. It's a combination of herbs.
Okay.
With water, yeah, including lemon. So generally, it's all herbs. The ones that are very good with respiratory tract.
Okay.
You know, and also antiviral. So, through basic, I can say a few years of trying to use natural remedies for ailments.
Yes.
One kept on running into what this herb can do, especially for the basic yearly flus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when this pandemic struck.
Yeah.
You find yourself people having an emergency where they cannot draw enough oxygen for. So you have to run to things that will help fight the things that are antiviral, things that stop viruses from replicating, anti-inflammatory properties of certain herbs. And I made a combination, including the purified water. Boil them and then set them up for. It started as a what you do for yourself, and then you put there for other people to say. But now what are you using? Yeah, okay, this is what I'm using. And generally, one is known to be mixing things from sometime back.
And I cannot tell you the remedies, Akir, because right, I get these things are passed on. Was it passed on to you?
No, no. Funny enough, no.
Okay.
It's just one taking interest onto what really makes us sick and what can keep us healthy. And I think this started around 2011, if not 2010, when one asked themselves, well, Khanti, why is it that certain ailments are busy affecting individuals' lives, from being unable to do anything for oneself or even dying, or rather remaining chronic, which shouldn't be the case.
Yes.
And then from then onwards, I remember I was a crazy one in 2011 and 2012, and then my body began to come into shape. I think that 2011, 2012, but then after I implement a specific diet and, you know, using certain plant foods,
yes,
the body just came back and, you know, one got a groove.
Wonderful.
But it's an issue of maintaining now. And when somebody says, unale a fracture, we know what to go and get. And then it became an interest. I began to research.
Wonderful.
And obviously, it's not by the orthodoxy, you know.
No. I hear you.
Such individual researches are not encouraged, because
mm-hmm.
you're going to go against the grain of certain institutions. And,
of course.
And,
but where do we find you? Where do we find you?
You can find Miko Sopong during the day. Otherwise, earlier on, you can find Miko Sopong Nyameti. I've got a water purification shop.
Where?
Which was one of the things that sprung out of that inquiry of mine.
Yeah, but where is it? Because of healthy. Time. Where is it?
Oh, okay, we are in Davidson, Dumisa Street, next to Busha 2.0.
All right, and then are you on Facebook? Are you anywhere where else everybody can find you?
Yes, I am on Facebook. Kituto Moloko Gakatere. And then the name of the shop is Kadipiteng. It's also on Facebook.
Kadipiteng.
Yeah, we do modern traditional food.
Wonderful.
Including your fish and
Ratlamo. Ratlamanesu.
You should tell us when.
Okay, when I tell you. Now we'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
You also find him on Facebook. Musina, kaspiti man, kishapule kinaku. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.